Hey there guys, welcome back to Live Your Best Life Every Day. And today we're going to be talking about positive versus negative. See, I went on LinkedIn the other day and there was a post of a kid who overcame cancer. That was quite a motivating and, you know, and empowering post. What got me surprised was the fact that people got all worked up about that post. You know, you should have seen the negative comments and people really attacking the guy who posted the picture and everything. You had people asking him, is it your kid? Why are you posting that? And you have people, like, it was really going in all directions. And what I've come to realize is, many people these days have no issue with being fed negativity 24/7. They have no issues with that. But the moment they see something positive, the moment they see somebody post something about motivation, they have an issue with that. Positivity, they have an issue with that. A post where someone is happy, genuinely happy, not photo happy, it bothers them. You know? But the truth of the matter is, guess what? Life is made of both good and bad. You know, there is good news and there is bad news out there. The same way life is made of light and darkness. One needs to exist for the evidence of the other to be obvious, if I can put it that way. Without light, darkness wouldn't make sense. We wouldn't call it darkness because that would have been the only thing we would have known. My point here is, yes, there is suffering in the world. You know, yes, people go through things. Yes, I go through things. You go through things. But is that all that happens in our lives? Why is it that we focus on the negative only and dismiss the positive? Seeing somebody overcome something that they are going through is always empowering. Now, if you get to a point where you feel bothered by such type of posts that are meant to edify, to empower, to motivate, to stimulate thought process elevation, then you have to self-reflect. You know, if you can't celebrate someone else's victory, you need to ask yourself why. And for those of you who may say, but I don't know the person. You see, society is evolving in this selfish mindset. I don't know you. We are not related. We are not friends. So whatever you do is none of my business. But guess what? If that is none of your business, well, you shouldn't feel bothered if somebody is standing next to you without wearing a mask and sneezing, for that matters. You know, you shouldn't feel bothered either, but you do feel bothered. It means that what happens to others get to influence us. And seeing positivity around us has an impact on us. Seeing negativity around us, that transfers to us as well. You don't need to know somebody personally to celebrate them. You don't have to be related to someone to show empathy. No, you don't. Furthermore, you see, people nowadays have gotten in the thought process of liking bad news over positive ones. They prefer to be fed toxic energy on a regular basis than positive ones. Well, as far as I'm concerned, I stand for motivational posts because that's edifying. Many people associate focusing on the negative with being realistic. Then, let me ask you this. In your day, you had 90% of negativity and 10% positive. And you decided to focus only on the 90%. How is that being realistic? Because being realistic would be acknowledging all aspects of your day. Why are you leaving the 10% of positive out? Take them into account as well. That's all I'm asking you. Take them into account. Give them as much as importance as you would to the 90% of negativity and see what difference that makes. Because the thing is, the more you focus on one thing, the more you give it power and the more it will expand. So how about instead of focusing all your energy and time and emotions on the negative, you put it on the positive instead, on those 10%, and see what happens. Life is a matter of choice at the end of the day. Choosing to see the negative where there is positive, well, that's your prerogative, if you want to do that. But if you want to live your best life every day, like I always say, living your best life is not about everything being okay. No, it's about you deciding that regardless of what happened, I'm going to be my best self. Not just to myself, but to people as well. Bad times are going to come, hard times are going to come. But you can do something with them. You can learn from them. You can utilize the information that you get to empower yourself to get to where you need to get in life. But don't give it all your focus. Don't give it all your energy, your emotions. No, because then you are giving it power over you. And that's just that, truly. That's it for today, guys. I encourage you, as always, to keep getting out there, to keep showing up, to keep showing off, keep doing you, keep being your best self. And guess what? Yes, acknowledge the negative. But my advice is focus on the positive, because that's edifying and that's empowering. Okay? Have a great day.